What's up, guys? It's David, and if you're listening to the show, that means that you have some interest in the podcast industry and maybe even a show yourself. And I want to tell you about Podgo. Podgo is the easiest way for you to monetize your podcast, providing podcasters with a flat rate for ad space so you always know how much you get when you include an ad from Podgo. Apply today to become a member and immediately be connected with advertisers that fit your audience. That's podgo.co at podgo.co. Let's start the show. Hello, it's David, and welcome to the podcast industry. Today is Wednesday, November 25th. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone listening. And as always, we'll be covering the top news and stories from around the podcast industry. Our top three stories today are Ezra Klein is leaving Fox, the website he founded, to go to the New York Times. Spotify is acquiring the podcast hosting company Megaphone for $235 million. And we'll be covering why do Bill Gates and Rashida Jones have a podcast together. Well, those are our top three stories, so let's get into them. Ezra Klein, the co-founder of the digital news site Vox, will be leaving the organization and join the New York Times in another sign of the upheaval among startup companies that have sought to challenge legacy news operations. Ezra Klein, who wrote The Promise as a policy blogger, including at the Washington Post, will become a columnist and podcast host for the New York Times. Vox editor-in-chief Lauren Williams is also leaving the company as a plan to start a non-for-profit news organization aimed at black communities. Klein, who is now 36, left the Washington Post in 2014 to start Vox with two colleagues. The site is part of the conglomerate of special news organizations and commentary sites owned by Vox Media, which also owns SB Nation, Curbed, and Eater. Despite multi-million dollar investment from Wall Street firms and traditional media companies, many of the top names in digital media have been struggling to realize profit once imagined for the transition from traditional print and broadcast media to the online kind. This has led to layoffs, waning of capital investment, and broad industry retrenchment. Fierce competition from advertisers and subscribing dollars has overhead, and more recently the pandemic, have made it difficult to reap large returns. Many of the leading digital news sites have failed to return any profit, some after more than a decade of operation. Klein is part of a wave of senior leaders at Vox to walk away from the site in the past few weeks. Ezra Klein is also the host of the podcast, The Ezra Klein Show, which, if you're listening to this, that means that you know about the podcast industry and maybe you listen to yourself. And in announcing Klein's hiring on Friday, the New York Times said that he, quote, helped set the standard for modern explanatory journalism early in his career and has been able to do it through virtually every medium. And I think that this is important to note because we're seeing a really, really big shakeup with the small digital news agencies when it comes to what's happening at Vox or BuzzFeed. And a lot of these places also have podcasts. You know, they're looking to monetize their content, and they have seen podcasting as kind of that last outreach of, hey, we have all these amazing journalists and these writers. Why don't we also explore this medium? But it's not being successful for a lot of these companies. So now a lot of the prominent names, a lot of the figureheads like Ezra Klein are offered a better deal with the New York Times, and he's going to be starting his own podcast under that umbrella. And we've seen the New York Times do that so successfully with The Daily that they're trying to replicate that with someone that's, you know, so important to the podcasting space. So I'm excited to see what Ezra Klein does there. But also on the heels of this decision, you have to worry about what's going to happen for small digital news organizations. We'll definitely be covering this story and kind of the transition. Definitely not what everyone thought when all these companies started. They are definitely the digital revolution that was promised in the dying print media has not come. You know, newspapers are still around, and we're seeing these smaller websites definitely die off. So we'll be covering the story as always and bringing you the latest as it develops. Our next story is a little old, but we had two guests on last week, so we weren't able to cover it. So we're covering it in this episode, and we have to cover it because Spotify is making another big podcast acquisition. This time it's buying the podcast hosting company Megaphone for $235 million, according to a source close to the company. The deal doesn't affect Spotify's own podcast. It already hosts its shows on Megaphone, but it does mean that more shows will have access to the Spotify proprietary ad insertion technology called Streaming Ad Insertion, or SAI. The SAI function is similar to typical dynamic podcast ads, which are targeted based on a listener. But in Spotify's case, the ads are inserted in real time as opposed to being swapped out ahead of a listen. This means Spotify's system is making real-time decisions about which ads a specific listener should hear based on the data of their profile and based on the goals of various ad deals Spotify is currently running. This acquisition means all podcasts currently hosted on Megaphone will gain access to SAI after the deal closes. No other hosting services offer SAI, so if podcasts or advertisers want to target their ads at Spotify's data and potentially better reach listeners, they'll have to pay to host their show on Megaphone. Or they'll have to pay Megaphone to distribute their ads. Megaphone has over 5,500 shows hosted on the platform from big publishers like Slate, iHeartMedia, Disney, and Vox Media. With Megaphone, Spotify now owns a fully rounded out podcasting ecosystem, a network of exclusive shows, a podcast player, podcast creation software, a hosting company, and its own ad sales team. This flashy acquisition follows other big name deals which we've covered, from Gimlet Media, Parcast, The Ringer, Anchor, giving exclusive content to Joe Rogan and Michelle Obama. Spotify only really entered the podcasting world in 2019, and it's buying its way to dominance. We've been covering this for the last few weeks that we've been on this show about how Spotify is really, really trying to control what's going on in the podcast space. And this acquisition definitely fits into the ethos of what they're doing in their ecosystem. And, you know, for those major publishers, they're definitely get their bang for their buck with the SIA system. So I'm excited to see what comes out of this, but we'll definitely be monitoring what the listeners react and how the listener experience changes with this insertion and how that actually converts to our people now, you know, being more with more targeted ads, converting more on the ad deals. So yeah, we'll be bringing this to you as it develops as well. And our third and final story is of all the odd couples I guess would start a podcast this year, Bill Gates and Rashida Jones were nowhere near the top of the list. Yet, last week, the first of six episodes and Bill Gates and Rashida Jones Ask Big Questions went live. At the start of the debut show, titled, What Will the World Look Like After COVID-19, they offer no explanation as to why this exists, but it does. And so far, it's a decent listen. In the 44-minute conversation, Gates and Jones set up the dynamic. He's an optimist. She's a pessimist. They talk about COVID life. Who's Gates going to hug when restrictions lift? Bono. Will Zoom stick around? You know, who's to say? Then Dr. Anthony Fauci, longtime friend of Gates, swings by for a 15-minute conversation. They talk about logistics. It's a great interview. There's a lot of banter between Gates and Fauci. You can tell that they're longtime friends. And that's what they're doing. You know, they're continuing to go through these episodes talking about the big questions. It looks like episodes four will be about climate change, and they keep bringing on these experts to talk about. And it's definitely an interesting pairing, but out of all the celebrity podcasts, I think that this has definitely caught my ear and our ear here at Podgo, that this is just an amazing show and kind of how, you know, you can see a positive reaction of celebrities getting into the podcasting space and adding their own story. So why did Gates and Jones have a podcast together? It's really not explained how they ended up there. I would love to hear that story. I would definitely recommend if you're into those types of podcasts. And, you know, I can't thank you again for listening to this podcast. This has been The Podcast Industry. Please rate and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. You can follow us on social media. Once again, happy Thanksgiving. I hope you have a great week going into the holiday season. And we'll be back next week to break down the top stories from the podcast industry. And until then, I hope to see you next episode.